Revelation chapter 5. And I just thank the good Lord for the saving grace of God. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hey, can I say this before I read the Scripture? You know what brought me to the Lord Jesus Christ? I got sick of my sin. And I got under Holy Ghost conviction. And I come to the end of my rope. When I got tired of pouring the bottle out, when I got tired of reform, and I all them rededications and reformations and all that stuff, friend, you can throw that in the garbage. I tell you what we need. Regeneration's the only thing that's going to change you and bring you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. But when I got sick of my sin, amen, and God showed me I was a sinner and lost, that's when I was able to come to Christ. Amen. Would you stand, please? Revelation chapter number 5. Revelation chapter 5, verse number 6. And I want to say I love this church. Amen. I love my pastor. And I thank God for him. Verse number 6, the Bible says, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain, and Thou hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, amen, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth, amen. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Hey, you get a hold of this. This is us. This is us. Worthy. Saying, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sat upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you for what I feel in my soul this evening, dear God. I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost of God and blessed Holy Spirit. I thank you for loving me. And dear Lord, I know you're standing beside me today. And I know you're here to help me and undergird and undertake. And dear God, if there's going to be anything accomplished tonight, dear God, through these feeble lips, it'll be through you, Lord. And dear God, I know tonight, dear God, that I am incapable and unable to do anything without you. And oh God, Lord, you called me into this ministry. You called me to preach your word. And dear God, if anything's going to be done through this preacher tonight, of any eternal purpose, it'll be by the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. I pray tonight, stir hearts. Please help us to get a glimpse of thee tonight. Help us tonight, I pray, to move up a notch and draw closer in this place of worship. I pray in Jesus' bless your name. Amen. I thank you may be seated. I'm going to preach just a little while on how we'll worship God in heaven. We will worship God in heaven. Hey, listen, thank God. We're really learning down here what it's going to be like up there. Hey, and the worship that's taking place down here, hey, friend, that's not even a drop in the bucket. And you think about it, then, how good it is tonight. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we get over yonder? Hey, that Brother Barry said, give him that perfect praise in that perfect body, in that perfect atmosphere. Can you imagine how good that's going to be? Amen. Hey, you say, that makes me nervous. Well, I tell you what, you'll be real nervous if you go to heaven. This is the quietest place you'll ever be. Amen. But listen, here we see the scene after the rapture of the church, and we see the redeemed of all ages around God's throne, worshiping the Lamb of God. Amen. Who's on earth? Thank God. I want to be there. And you know what? When God showed John on the Isle of Patmos, he saw me worshiping the Lord. Amen. When God let John see that on the Isle of Patmos, brother man, John saw you worshiping God, and every redeemed, every kindred, every tongue, every nation, God let John see that. Amen. I say, praise God. Amen. Just wait for what we get to see. What? Listen, how we'll worship God. How are we going to worship God in heaven? Well, first I want to say this word worship before we get into this message. Now, the English word worship, you know this, was originally spelled W-R-T-H-S-H-I-P. Worship. And that was the original spelling of the word worship. Hey, listen, you know what will help you worship God? Listen, to see how much He's worth to you. Hey, listen, that'll help you to worship God. If He's worth the whole lot to you, you'll worship Him the whole lot. If He don't mean much to you, you probably won't worship Him much. Amen. But listen, I thank God that word worship means worship. Now here they're worshiping, and the Bible says they worshiped, and they worshiped Him. And the word worship means to do reverence, to do honor, to adore, or to crouch. Now I want to show you some simple things through here on how we're going to worship God in heaven. Look at verse number 8. The Bible says, and when he had taken the book, and the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us unto God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Now notice this right here, verse number 9, and they sung a new song. Boy, I got to thinking about that. The first thing I see how we're going to worship God, how we're going to worship in heaven, is with a song of redemption. With a song of redemption. You say, I don't like them songs about the blood. I'll tell you something, there's going to be songs of redemption sung in heaven. Amen. And I thank God for the blood of the Lamb. Some of y'all need to look up here tonight. You know why I'm here tonight? Because I've been made free and clean and righteous. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb. I thank God for the precious blood. Has it ever amazed you? Most of us, when we see blood, it makes us sick. It turns our stomach when we see blood. But when we think about His blood, it don't turn our stomach. It makes us want to shout and praise the Lamb of God. And we'll be singing a song, Brother Barry, a song of redemption over yonder. Amen, amen. And it's about the cross, no doubt. But what the Bible says, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain, and Thou hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood, and out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And they're singing about the blood. I said, they're singing about the blood. Hey, listen. Quit saying that old thing the angels are singing every time someone gets saved. The angels know nothing about redemption. There's rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repented, but over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Hey, man, amen. The angels know nothing about redemption. Hey, they're probably standing around saying, what are they singing about? We've never heard this song before. Hey, they can't sing that song. They were created beings. They were not redeemed by the blood. As they step back and watch God's people bow down around the throne of God, singing that song of redemption about Him dying on the cross for us. Hey, don't you know tonight, those angels don't know what it means, but we who are saved tonight, Brother Silas, you don't quote the scripture in Psalms 107 and verse number 1. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. And we ought to praise God tonight through the redemption, through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, the blessed Lamb of God. Amen. Amen. Now if you say I'm preaching too fast, that's alright. I like it. Hey, the song of redemption's how we're going to praise God and worship God in heaven. So don't you think we ought to praise God for the blood down here? Don't you think we ought to worship Him, the darling Lamb of God, who shed it, not spilled it, every drop on the cross of Calvary? Hey, I got news for you, friend. He shed every drop of His blood so that you and I, totally depraved, unable to do anything about it, so that we who are depraved, depraved sinners, could be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I say praise the Lord tonight for the song of redemption. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, hallelujah, to proclaim it. Thank God. So I'm saying tonight, we'll worship God in heaven with a song of redemption about the cross. Amen. About the cross. About Him dying. Hey, He's a slain lamb. You hear me? Hey, John saw Him as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Hey, listen, friend, you can throw your little pictures away. That's not Christ hanging on your wall with a little trickle of blood coming down His brow. Oh, no, friend. He didn't have a little trickle of blood coming down His brow. Hey, His vision was marred more than any man. Isaiah said, hey, listen, thank God tonight. He was brutally beat. And He took our sins, amen. And He bore our shame, amen. And He took all our sin to Calvary, thank God. And John saw Him as that lamb slain. I believe, brother, we'll see Him as a lamb slain. That mutilated body. Yes, oh yes. I believe we'll see Him that way, don't you? You say, oh, what a glory sight. Oh no, what a glory sight. I say, praise God when we see Him. Amen. A song of redemption. We're going to sing it. How about verse number 11? This is another way we'll worship God. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And listen to this. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. The second thing I want you to see is how we'll worship God in heaven is with a saying of recognition. Amen. This ungodly world today, friend, don't recognize Him. Hey, He's been kicked out of every establishment and everything. Hey, listen, if He was to come back right now and to walk down the streets of Rogersville and do everything He could to hang Him back on the cross, amen. Hey, listen, this world don't recognize Him. Hey, they mocked Him just like they did in His day when He walked here. Hey, listen, they would spit in His face if they could today. You hear me? But we as a people of God ought to recognize who He is. And let this ungodly world know that we've got a Savior who loved us and died for us. I said, we ought to let the world know that He is Christ, our Lord. Amen. They're going to look at this recognition. Look at this. The Bible says, in verse number 11, And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the numbers of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. When's the last time you opened your big mouth for God? Can I remind you this? Can I remind you what the psalmist says? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. When's the last time you've opened up your mouth and said, worry, I'm ashamed. No, you ought not be ashamed. Hey, listen, He bore your shame when He went to Calvary. You ought not be afraid. Hey, listen, the devils will tremble. The devils tremble when you worship God. I believe that. The devils don't like that. When you praise God, you ought to open your mouth every now and then and say, worthy. Worthy. Can I tell you the first time after I got saved, God wanted me to publicly praise Him. It was here. It was here. There used to be a pew right here. Some of you new folks, there used to be a pew right here. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's where I was set. Matter of fact, that's where I sat when God convicted me and I went to altar and got saved. That's the grace pew. Some of y'all need to sit on some over here where the grace is at. And I'll never forget, brother, I was sitting right here, praise God.
Brother Barry was a preaching away, and the saints of God was a shouting, and I was glad I was saved. But God said, why don't you let them know it? And I would sit here, Brother Barry, while you was a preaching, and something inside of me wanted to say, amen. But I was afraid. I was afraid. I'd sit here and I'd just sit still and keep my mouth shut. But the Holy Ghost of God kept saying, hey, say amen. Every now and then, everything would start churning in me, Brother Barry. So I said, all right. I went, amen. Brother Barry didn't hear me. I said, thought, boy, it felt good. Amen. That felt better. Thank God, the Holy Ghost said, won't you lift your hand and say amen. All right, Lord. It feels good to say amen. So I lift my... Amen. So I say, praise God. I tell you what the devil will try to do to you. He'll try to defeat you and discourage you and make you think somebody's going to laugh at you and worship the Lamb of God. I tell you, nobody's laughing at nobody in heaven. They're worshiping together. Matter of fact, if you shout and praise God and jump a pew and say amen and hallelujah, glory to God, somebody beside you might get happy. Amen. Amen. Somebody else might worship God. Hey, thank God for people and saints of God that will worship the Lord. Hey, I'm glad when we come to these jubilees, it's not quiet and dead like a mortuary. I thank God we can come down the house of God and lift our voices in praise. Amen, amen. Amen. See, I don't like that. Well, you might be a Protestant. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank God tonight we have liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's liberty. In John 4, God is a Spirit. And that must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that requires your spirit. A little less. Man, I've done got all my point. I'm talking about this saying of recognition. Oh, He's worthy. And that's what they're saying. Worthy. Worthy. Now I want to give you something. I want you to notice the crowd. In verse number 11, the Bible says, now I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000. Times 10,000, 1,000 of thousands. Now some of you math whizzes, Brother Carroll, I know you can figure this out. But you know what 10,000 times 10,000 is? 100 million. We're talking 100 million. Figure it out. Is that right, Bro Carroll? 10,000 times 10,000? Okay. That's 100 million. 10,000. Don't even tell how many that is. But can you imagine, brother? 100 million of the redeemed. Hey, man. With a saying of recognition. In I don't know if we're going to be in unison or not. It don't really matter. Amen. But can you imagine? Oh, thank God. Can you imagine that many people around the throne? Praising the Lord.
He's worthy of it all too.
And it said loud. I like that. I like that word loud, don't you? Amen. I believe in silent worship. Find that in the Word of God. Amen. You didn't silently worship those ball players on the ball field. Hey, listen, we ought not silently worship our Savior tonight who gave it all so we can enjoy what we're having tonight. Amen. I say, praise God. I say, praise God. 100 million around the throne with a loud voice. That means mighty or exceeding great. Man. Now here's something the Lord showed me. I want you to look in verse number 8. First we see the 24 elders before the Lamb. Then I want you to look in verse number 9. Then I want you to notice verse number 9. The Bible says every kindred and tongue and people and nation. But now, once you look in verse number 11, it says 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands. So here's what I'm seeing after the rapture. Amen. Here's what I'm seeing. The praises
increase. They're increasing. Down here, they decrease. Amen. They decrease. Have you ever been in a service where we say it gets high? Like it's been tonight. Amen. That song, as I sing, just bless your heart. Them testimonies just stir your soul. Amen. And people start praising and worshiping God. It starts getting high and high and high and high. Brother, we've been in some services around here. Brother, I can recall some of the past years. I can, oh, glory to God. Oh, I got saved right here. I said, God, I'll do whatever you want. But Mary said, would you be an usher? Sure. God, I told you I'd do anything you want. And I remember standing back there at the door, dreading when He asked me to pray.
What about that?
Just dreading it. Lord, I don't know what to say when He asked me to pray. But I remember standing back there for 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes before we even take up the offering. It seemed like the glory just fall, Brother Bear. And He'd get thick. You say, I mean, I'm not talking about charismatic. But I'm talking about standing back there and get so much God in this place, it just becomes kind of hazy like. It sure does. Amen. You been like that, Brother Carroll?
Yes.
Amen. A few times been in the car. I had to pull off one time over in Beach Creek. I thought I was going to run off a road. I'm telling you, God gets into place. He'll change the atmosphere. He'll change the whole circumstance that you're going through. Hey, you can come to the house of God. I've come in here, Brother Barry, and sit over there on that impew, dragging my tracks out, fail God, and walk over here and sit down and say, God, I don't want nothing. I don't deserve nothing from you. And Lord, I'm here because that's where I need to be. And God, don't do nothing for me. And that choir gets to singing. And that man of God gets to preaching. Next thing you know, God will turn the glory back. It over in my pew. And I say, bless the Lord. I don't deserve it, but boy, I enjoy it. Thank God. And don't you know, every now and then, He'll pour it out in your pew. You have to stand up and say, thank you, Lord. And let this world proclaim to this world, let this congregation know of what God's done for you. I mean, they're doing it with a loud voice. 100 million. And thousands upon thousands. Look at the crowd. I say, praise God. I can't hardly get off of that. After the rapture, this will take place. And this will be one of the highest moments, if not the highest moment, that every redeemed person or even angel will experience. Whew, man. Can't just think about that. It'd do you good just to use your imagination sometimes. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered in the heart of man what God hath prepared for them that love Him. You just wait. The crowd. Now the next thing I want you to see, the creature. We're talking about how we worship God. With the look at this. This is good. Look in verse number 13. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Now I want you to notice this creature right here. I believe this, Brother Barry. I believe the creatures that God has created will join in with praise. I read that with a special listening device, humpback whales in the sea have been heard making noises that sound like singing. I read that. Nobody can make out what they're singing. I could probably make out what they're singing. Amen. Worthy! 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 Maybe every time they come to the top to get some air and blow all that hot air out, they might be sending up an acclamation of praise saying, worthy! 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 Listen. in Genesis chapter 1. Now he's talking about every creature in heaven and all the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea. And you'll read in Genesis chapter 1 verse 21 where he created great whales. And they may be praising God because he blessed them. Amen. See, I don't believe that. Well, I'm going to tell you what he said. He told that crowd, if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. Amen. Hey, I say thank God tonight. The praise starts with the church and carried on by the church and then echoed by the whole creation saying, worthy is the Lamb. That's how we're going to worship God. You ever done that? You ever said worthy? I want to tell you how you can do that. You say, I don't believe you ought to dig up the past. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This will help you to say worthy. If you start looking at how unworthy you were and where you were and what he brought us out of, Brother Tim. Thank God, Brother Tim, he brought us off the bar stool. Glory! God put us in the house of God with the redeemed and with the family of God tonight, Brother Carol. And God brought us off that bar stool when He saved us. And thank God we're still drinking the things of the Lord from a different fountain tonight. And God has done so much for me. And I'm not afraid to lift my voice and say, worthy. 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 I'm not about how we're going to worship. I'm about done. Just very simple thoughts. You ever get a thought, Brother Barry, and then you listen to the service and the mood of the service and how things go, and if you're not careful, you want to change it. I said, God, I don't have a lot. I'll give them what you give me. Man, I'll give you this lesson. How we worship God in heaven. First, I want to read Psalm 69. I feel like I need to read that. It's a great verse of Scripture. Psalm 69. Psalm 69, verse number 34. And we'll look at another verse in a minute in Psalms. Look what verse 34. For the Lord, let the heaven and earth praise Him. The seas and everything that moveth therein. Does that mean you and me? Sure it does. Sure it does. Psalms 95. And I'll give you the last point God's given me. Just some ways we'll worship God in heaven. Psalms 95, verse number 6. Look what the Bible says. This will help you. Oh, come. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God. And we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice. He's our God. We're His people. You know what the Bible says? He inhabits the praise of His people. He inhabited the praises of His people. I believe that just means if you'll start praying Him, He'll show up. He'll show up. He'll show up and He'll settle down. But it's that first time God sweeps through and He begins down this aisle right here. He begins to nudge this young man and then nudge this one over here, nudge Brother Randy. And people begin to mind God and He may sweep through here. And then He'll come to a pew where someone says, I just don't believe I want to do it. And that's when the praise starts to decline. It's untelling what God will do in this Jubilee. Brother Craig, if everybody would be obedient, if everybody do the will of God tonight, I'm embarrassed. I'm afraid. Don't you think I'm afraid? You're a preacher. I'm scared to death. I mean, I'm shaking inside. But I'll do what God would have me to do. That if He could get glory and honor out of this vessel right here, He's worthy, brother. He's worthy. I said He's worthy. The next thing I want you to see, How we'll worship God in heaven back in Revelation chapter 5. Thank God. Oh. I'll just confess my fault to you before I read it. Brother Craig, I had a battle with the flesh today. You ever have a battle with your flesh? A battle. Went to work today and it's just kind of a tough day. You know how that gets sometimes. Come down the road and hadn't slept too good the past couple of days. And just kind of tired. Come home, running kind of late, 90 miles an hour, throwing stuff, trying to get ready. I'm not throwing stuff at somebody, just trying to get ready. You know how it is. Just destroying everything just to get ready to come to church. We're still late. Y'all forgive us. And Brother Carol, I so wanting to get here on time. And the flesh was just to bother me. And I got a little bad news today. And you know how that is. And the flesh, everything else. And I said, God, I can't preach tonight. God, I can't stand up there. And Brother Barry, I got right with God. I got over there at my pew when we was praying. I said, Lord, I can't get up there. I battled my flesh. And I failed you. Bless just even coming to church. And I said, Lord, please forgive me. And Lord, I don't think I can stand. I know I can't. If you put on Brother Barry's heart, I'll do the best I can. That's all I knew to do. And I said, God, forgive me. And you know what? This might not be acceptable to a lot of people, what I'm saying. But as long as God's pleased, Brother Tim, that's all that matters. Because He's worthy. I'm trying to get to the next point. Y'all just don't know what all He's done for me. Brother Ivan, God just... People just don't know what God's done for us. Why you act the way you do? You just don't know what all God's done for us. So I'm going to say, I'm going to try to end with this. How we'll worship God in heaven is with a settling response. Look in verse 14. Man, I like this. Oh. We all got ready and run down the road to come to meet tonight. We get ready Sunday, run down the road to come to church. Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival meeting, running and running just to get there so we can worship God. There's going to come a day when I have to worry that no more. You'll have to get in your car, worry about getting there on time. You'll never leave the presence of worship. Amen. You'll never leave His presence and He'll never go nowhere. Hey, listen, we'll be there ever. Y'all like to come to church? I like to come to church. You can tell who likes to come to church when the dinner bell rings. Or after the service. I want to tell you something. You can't hardly run our people. We don't have that many, but you can't hardly run them off after service. Like being around God's people. You like being around God's people? You better get used to it. Amen. There won't be no going home. Because you're already there. A settling response. Notice this. Verse number 14. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him that liveth forever and ever. And I got to think about that settling response. That word worship means to stoop or to bend low. Now we saw how the church began in a heavenly anthem. Closes with all saying Amen. The four beasts are symbolic of the angelic beings in heaven. When they say Amen, it is an end as we begin. Think about it. The response is from verse 13. Amen means so be it. We're going to fall down prostrate before the Lamb of God. We're going to worship Him forever and ever. There's no way that I believe that I could give Him perfect praise now. Can't do it. Got a hindrance. Got a hindrance. The old man's still there. But when the trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive remain shall be caught together with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord there. We will forever be with Him. And this old corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. We're going to drop this robe of flesh. We'll leave it all behind. We're going to give Him perfect praise around the throne. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever worshipped God? One. Number two, can you worship God? Can you worship God? John chapter 4, only the true worshipers can worship God. True worship. You must be born again. You must be saved. Are you going to heaven? Brother Barry, I'll just give what God has put on my heart. I will worship God in heaven. Can I say, don't wait to get to heaven? You can worship God now. Come on, Brother Barry.